Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 119 on June the 20th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Plug Power Incorporated, the Invesco Triple Q Trust, and Bank of America. And we discuss three new trades on Alpha Pro Tech, United Airlines, and Slack Technologies. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know in order to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now this week, the U.S. equity markets finished the week higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 265 points, closing at 25,871 points. The S&P 500 index added 56 points to end the week at 3,097 points. So now we're going to dive into the topic of the week. And the topic this week is all about understanding by comparison. So one of the best ways to understand any topic and actually move up the learning curve significantly faster as you're learning is to compare it to other things or other items that you're already familiar with. So specifically, we're looking at using analogies to understand options. So options are often made to sound incredibly difficult. In fact, I was on LinkedIn just earlier today and saw a comment from a financial advisor who suggested that, you know, options are too difficult for most people to understand. And I actually disagree with that because we live with many options in our everyday life, and without options, how else can you protect or cover some of the downside risk of being a long stock, which most of us inherently are because of our 401ks? So the first one I want to consider is insurance policies. An insurance policy is a put option with the strike price being the value of your car. So let's say you get in an accident, the damage is going to lower the value of your car. Suddenly that put option, the insurance, is in the money and it pays out cash to restore the value you lost in the accident. So the insurance company has actually sold the put option and we've bought it. And the company receives premiums every month, quarter, or year, whichever frequency you pay it. And if you don't exercise the option, the policy, meaning you didn't get in a car wreck, the premium that you pay, you know, the option expires worthless for that period. And the insurance company gets to keep your premium. Just like if you sell a put option and it expires worthless, or a call option for that matter, if you sell an option that expires worthless, the seller gets to keep the premium. Another interesting option, I mean, real estate has so many embedded options, it's not even funny, but here's a simple one. When people agree to buy real estate, they have to put up earnest money, which is in good faith, while they do more due diligence on the home. So the earnest money is sort of like buying a call option that gives you the right, but not the obligation to buy that home, or with the call option, it's the right, but not the obligation to buy the stock. Now, if you decide you don't want that house, or if it has an issue that lowers the price you're willing to pay for that house, you might be willing to lose your earnest money. You might lose it, and that means that you've let the option expire worthless. But if you decide you want the house, you're going to go ahead and allow that exercise, that earnest money, you're going to exercise it into an active contract, and you're going to purchase the home. So as you get more and more familiar with options and trading options, you will see a number of other options that exist in everyday life that you may not have noticed before. It will also help you better understand the options you trade in your portfolio. That's it for the topic of the week. Let's dive into the trade review from last week. Now we're going to start off like we always do with the covered call. We were looking at Plug Power Inc., symbol P as in Papa, L as in Lima, U as in uniform, G as in golf. At the time, the stock was trading for $5.06 per share, and I looked at buying stock and selling the July 5.5 call at 41 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 16.8% in 5 weeks. Well, Plug Power stock gained 42 cents per share this week, closing at $5.48 per share. The call option we sold gained 4 cents, leaving us with a net gain of 38 cents if you were to close the trade. Now, our goal on this trade is 16.8%, and that only happens if stock prices are at or higher than $5.50 per share at expiration. Now, we are 2 cents away from that strike right now, so if you believe the stock can remain strong over the next 4 weeks, stay in the trade. If not, go ahead and close this trade by selling the stock out and buying in that call option. The 38 cent gain that you're going to lock in is still nearly 8% return on your capital in 1 week. So tough to, you won't go broke taking a profit. Second trade from last week was the credit spread on the triple Qs, the Invesco Triple Q Trust, symbol Q as in Quebec, Q as in Quebec, Q as in Quebec. At the time, the stock was trading for $235.88 per share. I looked at selling the July 242-243 call spread at 37 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 63 cents per spread. The triple Qs actually grew $8.36 per share this week, ending at $244.24 on Friday. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is currently in the money, and if we were to close this trade today, you would lock in a loss of 28 cents. Now, this trade still has 4 weeks until expiration, so we have plenty of time to adjust and see about making some money. Now, you could sell a lower strike put spread against this call spread, and of course, it will lower your total possible losses, so I'm a fan of lowering the losses. You can sell the July 241-240 put spread at 29 cents. That would offset your near-term losses on the spread while also lowering your total maximum loss from 63 cents per spread down to 34 cents per spread. However, you will almost be locking in that loss if stock doesn't settle between $241 and $242 at expiration. So I actually suggest writing out all the possibilities of where the stock could finish on a notepad and pencil and see what's going to happen to the value of your spread at expiration at each strike. Now, given that the call spread alone could lose another 35 cents, right? And adding a trade nearly locks in a 34 cent loss, I would hesitate because it all complicates matters. You might as well close the trade and start with a new trade idea, such as paying 62 cents for the July 243-244 call spread. If stock prices continue to trend higher, that trade will gain 38 cents, more than offsetting the 28 cent loss you'll take from closing the credit spread. So I just want to finish positive, or at very minimum, preserve my capital. And you can really make things complicated if you were to buy a call spread and sell a really far out of the money call spread to help finance it. That's a little too much for this show, but some of you can figure it out. Just seriously grab a notepad and run through all the possible expiration scenarios for that stock price and see how it's going to affect the value of your spread at expiration. And then our final trade from last week is a debit spread on Bank of America, symbol B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $24.78 per share. I looked at buying the July 26-25 put spread for 59 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 41 cents or a 69.5% return in 5 weeks. Well, Bank of America stock grew 47 cents per share this week, closing at $25.25 per share. The in-the-money put spread we purchased is now just at the money. Now, if you were to sell the spread, you would lock in a loss of 11 cents. Now, I am more prone to sell a put spread against it, and the goal here will be to sell a lower strike put spread. If you sold the July 25-24 put spread, you would actually turn this simple debit spread into what's known as a butterfly spread. Now, butterfly spreads are made up of a long spread and a short spread across 3 strikes. In this case, it would be the July 26-25-24 put butterfly spread. you would own the July 26 put, you'd sell two July 25 puts, and you would own one July 24 put. And if stock prices finished above $26 per share, you would only lose 17 cents total on the trade. If stock prices finished right at $25 per share, you would gain 73 cents on the trade. And if stock finished at or below $24 at expiration, you would lose 27 cents per spread. So the best way to understand this is to pull out a sheet of paper and just walk through what happens to each spread or each strike even at the various stock prices. And the cool thing about this butterfly spread, if you were to pursue it, is that you actually end up in a scenario where you can not only make more money, but you will lose less money than you would with just the debit spread alone. So there's a lot more intricacies when it comes to trading butterfly spreads, so I don't want to make it light. But I do want to point out the fact that those of you who have been listening to the show, you probably understand the math behind or might be able to understand the math behind actually putting this trade on. So I totally encourage everyone to pull out a pencil and some paper to just make sense of option trading. It truly is simple math when you look at the possible expiration values. And since option theory suggests that you only early exercise trades in a couple of scenarios, it's totally valid to focus on the end value or the expiration value for your option position. So that's it for last week's trade review. Let's dive into the new trades for this week. So we're going to start off with the covered call on Alpha Protech Limited, symbol APT, A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $16.79 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the July 17 half call at $2.70, hoping for a maximum return of 20.31% in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying APT stock for $16.79 per share and selling the July 17 half call at $2.70. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $17.50 per share and the break-even price is $14.09 per share. Now, in real terms, the stock purchase would require $1,679 and you would collect $270 for selling the option. Our second trade for this upcoming week is a credit spread on United Airlines, symbol UAL, U as in uniform, A as in alpha, L as in Lima. Stock ended the week at $36.84 per share. I'm looking at selling the July 36-35 put spread at 35 cents, hoping for it can yield a maximum possible loss of 65 cents in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by selling the July 36 put at $3.95 and concurrently buying the July 35 put for $3.60. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $36 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $35.65. Now, in real terms, you would receive $35 per spread you sell and have $65 per spread at risk. Then our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread. I'm looking at Slack Technologies, symbol WORK, W as in whiskey, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, K as in kilo. The stock ended the week at $33.13 per share, and I'm looking at buying the July 32-33 call spread for 65 cents, which can give us a maximum gain of 35 cents or 53.85% return in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the July 32 call for $3.10 and concurrently selling the July 33 call at $2.45. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $33 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $32.65. And in real terms, you will pay $65 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $35 per spread. So that's it for trades on this week. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thank you for the email you send and for sharing it with a friend, sharing the podcast with friends. Definitely, if you have friends that are trading options, whether they're just starting or they've been doing it for a while, I'd love for you to share the podcast with it. We are growing the listenership this year. I've been amazed by how many of you are hopping on. So thanks again. Have a wonderful weekend. And as usual, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.